Hello, and thank you for joining me today on the Bookworm Page podcast. It is a place where books are read, discussed, and recommended for you to have a read as well. I'm your host and creator of the Bookworm Page, Mia, and let's get into today's episode. Before we start this episode, I'd like to apologise for the quality of the sound. I'm still working on getting a better microphone, but I promise I'll sort it out soon. Thank you for your understanding. Hello everybody, and welcome back to episode 2 of the Bookworm Page podcast. Thank you very much for joining me again, and thank you to all my fabulous followers. I cannot believe how quickly my page is growing, and I can't wait to continue my journey with you guys. This episode is episode 2 of season 1, and it is going to continue longer than the introduction, but hopefully the content will be exciting for you all. Today I'm talking about my top 3 favourite books that I've read in 2019 so far. So let's get started. Now, I haven't been counting how many books I've read so far this year, but I'm pretty sure it's quite a lot. But recently, I've also been getting out of my comfort zone as well and reading books that I wouldn't usually read or aren't really my style, because I sort of wanted to discover a wider range so I can recommend them to you guys as well. So these 3 books are sort of in that sort of zone where I haven't really been comfortable in reading them, but I've given them a shot and actually turned out to really enjoy them. So here's number one. So the number one book in my top 3 favourite reads of 2019 so far is The Ocean at the End of the Lane by Neil Gaiman. Neil Gaiman is a fantastic author. I came across The Ocean at the End of the Lane because I've read a couple of his books before, such as Stardust and Anansi Boys, which I also highly recommend. The Ocean at the End of the Lane was a book that I wanted to read because I like Neil Gaiman's writing style. So it wasn't a book that I tried to read to get out of my comfort zone and discover possibly more genres that I like. But this book was surprisingly good. It is probably the best Neil Gaiman book I've ever read. And I'm going to read the blurb because I don't want to explain too much about the book because I could spoil a lot. It's very hard to explain without giving out some spoilers, so I'll just read you the blurb. This is what he remembers as he sits by the ocean at the end of the lane. A dead man on the back seat of the car and warm milk at the farmhouse. An ancient little girl and an old woman who saw the moon being made. A beautiful housekeeper with a monstrous smile, and dark forces woken that were best left undisturbed. There are memories hard to believe, waiting at the edges of things. The recollections of a man who thought he was lost but is now, perhaps, remembering a time where he was saved. So, as you can tell by the blurb, it has got a bit of fantasy in, and it has got a little bit of horror in it as well. There are some parts that made you sort of shiver as you read it, and some parts did make you feel uncomfortable, but at the same time, it made you think really happy thoughts as well, as you sort of recollect the character's feelings and thoughts as well. So I definitely recommend this book, because it is one of my favourite reads, not just because it's one of my favourite reads, but because I think it's a book for everyone. It's sort of got a bit of each genre in. And even though you may not like this style of book, I suggest you definitely give it a shot, because it is a really fantastic story and had me hooked straight away. My second favourite read of 2019 so far is Time Travelling with a Hamster by Ross Welford. This is the unforgettable best-selling debut. I will now read you the blurb, like I did with The Ocean at the End of the Lane. I suppose if you'd asked me before, I'd have said a time machine might look something like a submarine, or perhaps a space rocket. Instead, I'm looking at a laptop and a tin tub from a garden centre. This is my dad's time machine. It's about to change the world. Well, mine, at any rate. Old Shouldery has a chance to save his dad's life, but to do it he must travel to 1984. Now, that's the blurb at the back, and there's sort of a really short blurb at the front as well, and it says, "My dad died twice, but only the second time was my fault." So already this book is making you wonder how Al killed his dad, and how his dad may have died twice, and how only the second time was his son's fault, Al's fault. This book just had me hooked from the blurb, and I guess I'm quite a sciencey person, so I wanted to know how this sort of time travelling would be depicted, because obviously there are loads of different theories about time travel. So I just wanted to know how time travel would work in this story as well. So again, I don't want to go into too much detail about the book in case I spoil anything, but it is basically about this boy called Al who is trying to save his dad from dying. And apparently his dad dies twice, but only the second time was his fault. And yeah, I definitely recommend this book. It's very different to The Ocean at the End of the Lane. But if you are a science nerd, I definitely recommend this book. This book is written for more early teenagers, but I'm pretty sure adults will enjoy it as well. It is a story that just continues with such a nice flow that it is quite hard to put down. So please go check it out. Now, this is my third favourite book from 2019 that I've read so far. And it is Persepolis, The Story of a Childhood and the Story of a Return, written by Marjane Satrapi. Like the other two books, I will now read you the blurb. The intelligent and outspoken child of radical Marxists and the great-granddaughter of Iran's last emperor, Satrapi bears witness to a childhood uniquely entwined with the history of her country. Persepolis paints an unforgettable portrait of daily life in Iran and of the bewildering contradictions between home life and public life. This is a beautiful and intimate story full of tragedy and humour, raw, honest, and incredibly illuminating. Persepolis is basically the author's, Marjane Satrapi's, biography written in comic form. And the book comes in two parts. Persepolis is the story of a childhood, and Persepolis 2 is the story of a return. I do not know if the book comes in as in two separate volumes. My book comes with both parts, so please just be aware of that. But it was really interesting learning all about Iran, and to be honest, I knew nothing about Iran, but after reading this book, I felt like I knew so much about it, and although I wasn't actually there, you could understand the situation that Marjane Satrapi was going through and feel for her as she has to go through so much and sacrifice so much as well just to be able to live a sort of, you know, full life within her country. Overall, the book was full of mixed emotions. There were parts that were shocking, parts that were sad, parts that were happy. Overall, because it was completely non-fiction, it had completely 100% happened, all the events in her life. I think it's amazing that she can finally tell this story. It may be a difficult topic for her to talk about, but I'm glad that this book was written because I have now learned so much more about Iran and the situation that the people had to go under. So, if you are interested in this type of book, please go check Persepolis out. And it is also a film, so I'm hoping to watch that soon as well. That is it for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. These were my three top favourite books that I've read in 2019 so far. This is my early 2019 edition, so hopefully I'll release an episode later on for my three top favourite reads of late 2019. Thank you for listening to this episode, and thank you for joining me again. If you have any book recommendations, please let me know. I am always open to getting suggestions, and I'd love to review them as well. Also, if you have any ideas for future podcasts that you'd like to listen to, please DM me, and I will try and get them done. The next episode will hopefully be coming out next month. I'll try and do two episodes each month, and extras if I can fit them in. But thank you for staying tuned again, and I'll see you next time.